America back.
While federal analysts are looking at a loan to a solar energy company back in 2009, even though there were warnings that they might not be that solvent, and they sure enough went bankrupt, this was part of the stimulus that just did not work. The president is on the road pushing his jobs plan. So there's a firestorm at home in D.C. The president is on the road asking that something be done to put Americans back to work. But the Democrats who are on the Hill, not all of them are agreeing with some of the points in the Obama plan. And that's where we stand. Hello to all of you. Here we are, yet finding ourselves staring at the front end, I guess, of another weekend in some cases, although most of our lives are upside down and you have days here and there where you're off. But it's getting toward the end of the week, so if you have kids, they're out, and maybe you're running around and doing some other things, but still trying to cram in getting the work done. And I think cramming in and just hurrying to try to vet out the company was the big problem probably for the White House, if anything. There were some definite shaky things about this whole deal, and because the Democrats would easily use this to their advantage, can you blame the Republicans for seeing an easy bucket here? Is this the white water of the Obama administration? I got that line from Dennis McMahon today, who emailed me it and made me think, maybe it is. You see the boxes of material coming out, and you see the jackets with the FBI on it, and Solyndra is the name of the company out of California. They got loan guarantees of $535 million, and all that money came from the 2009 stimulus bill that was pressed or pushed by the president. And he went to the company in a visit last year, and Joe Biden also spoke at the company. They filed for a bankruptcy late last month. They closed their doors. Over 1,000 people were out of work, and the government's not going to get the loan back, by the way. From a bankrupt company, I don't think so. So that raised a few eyebrows, thank goodness. So you got agents from the Department of Energy, the FBI, like I said. They raided, if you will, Solyndra's headquarters, and they're not commenting too much about it, but that's normal. Anything they investigate with fraud or any of that kind of stuff, they normally don't do it. But this, like I said, is easy pickings for the Republicans, to be sure, because the loan, while to the Democrats who are saying, oh, that's just a tiny fraction of the $40 billion in renewable and clean energy projects that were out there, they picked a bad one. And they picked one that was pretty volatile. And they picked one that the previous administration wouldn't touch, so it doesn't look good. And now the turnaround is, or the spin, or what they're arguing is, hey, no business investment is risk-free. I mean, look, technology like clean energy, it's pretty volatile. Then why are we investing any money in it? Let's invest in the sure things right now when we're standing at the craps table. So, okay, so what worked in the $40 billion? The president, the vice president, they're talking about how great the company is and how viable it is. And they guaranteed the project. You had a 650,000 square foot manufacturing plant, basically, for solar panels. Solar panels. Don't all of us know the problem with solar panels? The cost. And what happened was the prices for solar panels just dumped. And why did they dump? Because of China and Germany. They're way ahead of the game. They had advanced technology. They advanced, they did the solar panels cheap, very, very cheaply. So China was aggressive, and they pushed through solar manufacturing, through the China Development Bank. Did we not know this? How could we not know this? For goodness sake, we're doing enough business with China. I mean, give me a break. And so, good for the people on the Hill that questioned Jonathan Silver, who was the Department of Energy official, if you will, the dummy in charge of the loan program. Now he's coming back and saying, well, you know, these countries, especially China, they put a ton of money in it. You know, give them credit for this. They are the largest solar manufacturers, and, you know, it's 20 times larger than America's investment in our same period. Then why even go there? Then you have Congressman Tim Murphy, who doggedly went after Silver at the hearing and said there were lots of signs before the first checks were written it wasn't going to work. And this is my problem with this inept government. Why are we writing checks when it's pretty obvious to anybody who has a financial background whatsoever that this was not a good bet? It was not a good bet. Why would we push the go button? Because promises were made, because people came out, because money was raised for the Obama campaign in 2008. I mean, give me a break. In the end, what are they going to come up with here? Excuses, I'm sure. And will the axe fall on somebody? I mean, perhaps they'll come up with the fifth person on the totem pole that supposedly signed off on the deal and pushed it. Because they really pushed for this one to happen. All right, I don't want this show to be about solar panels completely, but what a blunder. That is my blunder of the week, bar none. I don't think there's anything else that could happen, especially on the financial front, with the ugly word stimulus attached to it, when the man who's president wants to be president again. This is part of the fallout, and it has the green agenda attached to it. It spells disaster, no doubt. It is all about disaster for the Democrats with this blunder. Certainly not the only blunder we'll see from now until election day, though. One can only imagine, right? Some other things happened that are buzzing around the U.S. and beyond our borders as well. I'm going to get you up to date on all of that as we turn the page on odds and ends, including the fallout for one quarterback from over the weekend. One of the highest-rated games on Sunday night, the Cowboys and the Jets, which was our computer-picked game of the week and our first nailed the score. Nobody nailed the score. Some people had the Jets, but nobody had the exact score. I double-checked on that. I was so hoping somebody would nail the score. The Jets won 27-24, so it didn't happen. This is a good time to remind you, on our next show, we will do Nail the Score. It happens in our third hour. It's fun. It's easy. It's free. You could win. You'd have bragging rights. And wouldn't that be pretty cool? The computer randomly picks the game of the week. It'll be week two in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. You can hate sports, as a matter of fact. You just have to give us a numerical guess. It could be anything. 14-7, 38-24. Any number that you can think of, including some crazy blowout numbers. This is a weird weekend, week one in the NFL. So make sure you mark that down. Plus, we have our cheap movie review. What's coming out at the movies that you might want to see? We're going to tell you about that in our next show as well. But on the flip side, a little odds and ends. And we're going to start off with that quarterback who got attacked all over the planet for a poor performance at the tail end of the game. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
To because it was our game of the week last week, as I was just explaining, and nail the score. Remember, you have to jump on the phone lines as fast as you can or shoot us an email with your numerical guess once the game is chosen. Send that to americatonight.net. Click on the email and you are in. Bada bing, as I'm fond of saying. Tony Romo wasn't in. He was in for 51 minutes, and I just explained that nobody won, nailed the score, and the Cowboys ended up losing the game. Here, the quarterback for the Cowboys throws for over 345 yards, two touchdown passes against one of the best defenses in the league, you could argue, the Jets. But in the end, everything collapses. He could have buried the team at 24-17. There was a strike to Jason Witten that led to a perfect opportunity on the 3-yard line, but on third and goal, he tried to scramble for the score. He lost the ball fumbling at the 3, and the rest was history. Tony Romo doesn't care that he's getting pummeled, shellacked, hung out to dry, thrown under the bus. Here's what he had to say about his performance.
We're going to be a good football team, and you know, I'm not anyone who thinks that, you know, I'm going to fold up the 10 around here or this team is. They don't know us very well. And this team is going to come back with great energy this week. I'm going to come back with great energy, and we're going to play good football.
All right. So they say they're going to come back and play good football. Who knows what the game of the week is going to be? No hints here. In fact, I don't control it. It depends on what happens with the computer, right? So, blame it on the computer. Don't blame it on me. Blame it on the computer. Everybody keeps talking about Rick Perry, and I have to throw this out here. He is not doing as well as Mitt Romney is when it comes to fundraising. Here's the thing, when you want to run for president, you got to kiss a lot of babies and eat a lot of bad chicken, and it's true. That has not changed. You got to really wear down a bunch of your shoes. And the Texas governor at a fundraiser Wednesday in Virginia talked about a couple of things, like don't spend all the money. That was one of his Perry principles. But it turns out, like I said, when it comes to fundraising, Mitt Romney, the former Massachusetts governor, is the one who's doing a much better job. That he can't, Perry cannot really compete with the former governor when it comes to raising the bucks. And maybe it is because this governor is not as well known as Romney is. But let me just tell you, Romney has $18.4 million in his campaign war chest. Second to Romney is Ron Paul, because Ron Paul has lots of loyal, committed people, great followers. He's got $4.5 million. After that, you go to Huntsman, who has good personal wealth. He's like $71 million, and he's supposedly in third place with about $4 million or so raised. And with Perry, the goal is $10 million, but it doesn't look like they're going to be in that ballpark. The average donation to his reelection campaign for governor was $3,000. They say that they use the internet a lot. That means a lot of small donations trickling in. So we'll see how much he ends up raising, but he's definitely trailing at this point. Definitely. And, you know, that TV ad time and all that stuff, especially, is where most of the money goes toward. He's got to start pouring that in if he's going to have a chance of winning. And so far that hasn't happened. They're conceding that, yeah, Romney's got a little bit of an edge there. And, again, Romney is a known quantity, and I think that's what some people forget with Perry, but that's also the reason why some people like Perry, because it's not that he came out of left field and nobody thought he would run exactly, but it's that most of the country, unless you happen to live in Texas or have some recall of Perry, that you know much about the Texas governor, and that's probably his big flaw when it comes to fundraising, because that's a weird thing, you know, with politics, you just can't be smart, bad at what you do, just the baddest dude on the planet, and really have a handle on everything. Oh, by the way, you have to also be good at fundraising. I don't envy any politicians that. I would not want that job. It started for me when I had to sell Girl Scout cookies. I don't know about the rest of you. Hey, speaking of selling, I'm getting beat up for this. Here's the pitch. Level the playing field. Balls, brats, and other BS. It's my book. It just came out 3 weeks ago. You can get it on Amazon.com. They're running out of books. They're reordering them, but they still have a few left. So Level the Playing Field, which, by the way, will be a prize probably if somebody nails the score. Yeah, of course it's going to be a prize if somebody nails the score. So far, we haven't had that yet, but we're just out of the gate on this one. All right, let's tell you about some birthdays, because there's a few of them that you might actually recognize. You know, we used to always do a birthday segment, and I got tired of it. I thought, do we care about whose birthday it is? But then I realized, nah, that's history. I like the whole history thing. And another day above ground is a wonderful thing for a lot of people, like Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones, did you know, was the roommate of Al Gore when they went to Harvard together. And he, of course, has starred in a ton of movies, including Men in Black, 65 years old. That's his birthday. Dan Marino, the former Miami quarterback, you see him on the CBS pregame shows and Sunday shows, you know, the football set show. He's celebrating a big milestone, 50 years old. Prince Harry, the younger brother of Prince Charles, who just was married a few months ago, turns 27 years old. 27. Oliver Stone just passed Tommy Lee Jones as we head in the other direction again. He did a lot of Hollywood pictures, sort of an anti-establishment kind of guy. Platoon, Wall Street, probably what he's best known for. And I thought you might get a kick out of this one. If Agatha Christie were alive today, the famous British mystery writer of Murder on the Orient Express, for one, would be 121 years old. 121 years old. Ooh, I think it'd be pretty tough to live to that 100 mark and endure some of the things that you, I mean, some of the, you know, the nature of aging, how tough it can be. Tough on people that age and tough on the rest of us, frankly, is the weather. What is going on with the weather? Many of you are in the sweltering states that I affectionately call Texas or Oklahoma or New Mexico or Arizona. I raise my hand because I'm in one of the sweltering states, and it's been brutal. I actually saw rain today for the first time in 60 days. It was miraculous. I didn't care if I had an umbrella or not. I walked around in the rain. Didn't last very long. It lasted, you know, 15 minutes or so. 15 minutes of rain. Crazy. It seems like I used to see monsoons. And because of that, there are a lot of fires that are not completely contained. Because you have grass that just, oh, it's like an elixir for these fires. And then we have the Midwest, just to show you the swing, where the temperatures were crazy cool in the 50s in Iowa, even in the 40s. 48, 49 degrees. Now, you start to get 50s. I think, really, I prefer at least 60s. But that is cool, good weather. So much better than, no joke, being able to take an egg, and this really works, and putting it outside and frying it. Not on a frying pan. I mean, crack an egg, boom, find a spot on the sidewalk, and I swear to you, no joke, the sidewalks are so hot, you'll see a fried egg with, like, in minutes. Scary, scary, scary. We're kicking the can down the road. You can kick it too with us.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. Protogrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the Protogrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Taking his jobs bill on tour around the country, the push now in North Carolina. There is a push to get to the bottom of what happened with this failed solar panel company. I mean, check this out if you don't know this story. So the Treasury Department is full on, full court press, supposedly, in an investigation into what happened with the company receiving, guess how much money they got? $528 million in a stimulus loan, and now they're bankrupt. The loan to Solyndra set off, of course, a hailstorm in Washington. So the president is away. He's not taking any of the hail with the House, of course. So a Republican-led House committee released emails showing that the White House had pressured budget people into hurrying up their fiscal review of the loan ahead of the plant's groundbreaking. So the company was pretty much pushed by the Obama administration for all the work that they were doing with the so-called green factor, green jobs, you know, the whole thing about green jobs. But the company went bankrupt and is, like I said, the target of this investigation. And a lot of people are upset about this. Are they going to say nobody knew? Nobody knew that was happening. Nobody knew. We had to hurry up and get the money to them because they were going to turn it around. So ABC broke this story. Good for them. They broke the story about what was going on in this investigation. And they say they're looking into every single thing that that happened along the way, following the breadcrumbs, in other words, as to where the money how the money was issued, all that kind of stuff. Because the Obama people are just defending their support for the loan. They're saying that the firm, like any other company, was a victim to what was going on economically, to the trends. But I don't know. A federal investment, a cash infusion, if you will, from you and me into alternative energy where the company went bust. Just a sad fact of, like they say, the economics of the times, or money earmarked for a rotten proposal in the first place. And because the Bush people shot it down, ooh, that's what makes it a little bit rough for this Democratic White House. Here was one comment. Fred Upton, never shy about grabbing the microphone and getting on the bully pulpit when it's an easy thing to pound in, but he's right on this. The Republican from Michigan, he says that the congressman says the program was shrouded in secrecy and uncertainty. And see, that's the thing I would say, exactly how he said it. What's with the uncertainty? So this, there was cloudy anyway as to what was going on here, and the secrecy of the whole thing. It's just a bad beat. You know, now they give you money at the poker tables when you have a bad beat. There's a potential for you to win $30,000 or more. Have you heard about that? Well, this was a bad beat where we can't get the money back. And once again, whose pockets are picked? It's mine. I can't afford this anymore. How many bad beats can we take? And I don't have a say in it. We just find out afterwards. So the White House Budget Office, the phones are just blowing off, ringing up the hook. A guy named Jeffrey Zients, who's the deputy director, did finally say, when push came to shove, that Solyndra's bankruptcy will limit the government's recovery of funds, meaning we're screwed, we're not getting the money back. And there's no mackerel to go and break their hands, because, you know, this is the government after all, and it's all in the up and up. So what's he going to say in the end? Oh, it's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. We are getting too many responses that are very unfortunate. So, like I said, this is such a layup, if you will, for anybody on the other side, any Republican looking at something to nail the White House for, especially when it comes to money. I mean, this is clearly either somebody just being stupid and not thoroughly looking at all the records, or just totally buying the whole solar thing and not investigating the financials enough of that company. So here's what Congresswoman DeGette had to say about Solyndra and the fact that we were all misled on this puppy.
How they could be in my office in July telling me things were looking better and filing for bankruptcy 2 months later.
All right, and see, here's the thing. It's just like any of us who have to take charge of our 401ks. You hear about where solar energy is going and green and all that stuff. And it's not that I'm anti-green. In fact, no, there were some things that we could have done, should have done, and should look at doing that would be economically better for all of us, all right? But when it comes to the development of this technology, here was what the scoop was. Supposedly, they were going to come up with a cheaper option with solar panels and whatnot. And what happened was, Red Dragon once again, now here's twice we've talked about China already, came in with cheaper solar panels than Solyndra was getting ready to produce. That's what they were going to do, right? So because China flooded the marketplace across the board with the cheaper version of solar panels and the Europeans were buying it up, the market tightened. It tightened. So the solar cell prices fell down. They fell through the floor. And that was what was the final nail in the coffin of this company. And the thing is, when they looked at the projects on the board for Solyndra, they were supposedly considered advanced. And supposedly they looked well positioned to compete in the global marketplace. Except for no one checked with China. And China made them irrelevant. Because they did it cheaper. Now, there were some emails that the House committee also, you know, they just released them all, basically. And they showed that in the final days of the Bush administration, what they said was, after the change in the administration with Solyndra, because the Bush people said no. They said they wouldn't support it, right? And so it was kicked away. So then it comes back to this administration. So once again, they restart the loan review process and decided to do it, I guess. So there must have been some political push here. Something had to play a role in this loan getting through the pipeline. I would think, right? Can it be, once again, surprise, surprise, nobody really realized what was happening here? Of course they did. Why did the Bush people look at it, not really push it, send up the flagpole? Would you say, oh, well, they're anti-green? Well, no, the people that looked into it economically didn't think it was feasible. So the next guy's coming in, take it, and suddenly it's feasible. So the Treasury folks in the FBI are trying to uncover what they can, and Congress, in figuring out about this stimulus deal, the money, the loan, the bad loan that went to now a bankrupt company, and fat chance of getting the money back. So when we're in these tight times and we're looking for money, we're not getting that $528 million back. That's not happening. And I think the press needs to continue hard. The press on this situation needs to happen for somebody to have to answer for this. Really, are they that stupid? It just hit the iceberg and nobody knew even some of the finer points of this deal? I'd have to not believe that. I'd have to think that it's not, oof, boy, just a bad beat. Woo, bad night at the poker table with the American people's money. We're trying to stimulate the economy, and we think green is good, so we're going to go with this company that is producing some cheap solar panels. But we forgot to check with the Chinese, because they do everything cheaper, right? Whether it's dog food or bath mats or whatever, including solar panels. So they stole the thunder, took the money away, and this company just went right down the rabbit's hole. So the question becomes the same one we keep answering over or asking ourselves over and over again. Enough is enough. Stop squandering our money. And so I'm going to ask you that. Green technology. America, are you anti-green technology? Are you anti-people pushing an agenda and not supporting it with the right kind of facts and not going after the companies who are doing it correctly, who do have things in play that will work? It's like the tale of the electric car. Had the technology for decades. By now it would have really been ironed out. Who knows? Maybe you'd be driving an electric car because it really wouldn't cost you that much. And gosh, you really hated the idea. But now you kind of like it because it's affordable and there's charging stations and you're coming out better with your bills by doing the electric car thing. I mean, forget it now because you have to get in line. It costs you too much. There are no electric charging stations. There aren't enough of them. And then if you have to travel any great distances, that would be a tough thing to do. You're staying in the motel using up all the electricity. Hey, can I plug my car in? It's dying. And I have another 300 miles to go after I finish up this meeting. Oh, jeez. Ay, 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 ay. You want to throw in your 2 cents? Please, you're invited to the party. 800-259-5791.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As his theme song, Hail to the Chief, of course, means the president is coming, right? His name is Dennis Ball. Dennis is the founder of the American Party of America. What is that if you haven't heard of it? It is an independent third party. The gist of it is they believe that business, labor, and government have to work in the best interest of, well, you and me, children, parents, and grandparents. Hey, Dennis, welcome to ATN.
Thank you, Kate. Nice to be with you tonight.
What made you decide, hey, I am going to run for president? What was that turning point for you?
Well, this actually began in 1995 when I was put in the position, as most families, someone passes on, the mother, your father, and you find yourself in the middle of changes, big changes in your life. I mean, mega changes. And this was in Southern Illinois, and my father had passed away. My mother had no one really to assist her in her life, and she needed a lot of help. She was aging in her life, and her health was failing. And actually, she and I were separated by 2,000 miles, and after I had buried my father, I assessed the situation a lot closer because I wasn't really close at hand during the time my parents were living together. So as a result, when he passed away, I made a lot of discoveries, and I really became attuned to my roots, to my heritage, and to the family that is so important in our culture, that which sustains our society and makes it what it is. And, of course, during that time, if you recall, it was during the Clinton administration when a lot of revelations were coming out about what was going on in the White House at that time with Bill Clinton that made me a little bit uneasy, uncomfortable, if you will, as to the ongoing or goings-on of those occupying the White House, to say the least.
Yeah, I understand. Absolutely. Well, you know that everybody's worried about the economy tanking, what's going on with this crazily with what happened, of course, with our deficit, what continues to happen with the deficit. The unemployment numbers are ugly. I think, actually, Dennis, it's really higher than 9.1%. What do you say is what needs to be done to turn this ship around and how far we've gone off course?
Well, I mean, it's true that those who will not learn from history are doomed to repeat the failures of it. And obviously, the leaders in Washington at this time are in a crisis because they cannot seem to come together, and we have no real strong leader as we were thought to believe with Barack Obama in the executive branch of government. It's my belief that the president needs to lead by initiative. And precisely what we have here since the Clinton administration, Kate, is a breakdown of our economic base going to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Made in America is the issue. And unfortunately, what's happened is that corporate entities have used the good assets of our country to hurt the American working family. I would put tariffs right now on Chinese imports, and I would probably also do an economic freeze on prices to get control of this. I also have, if people go to ball2012.net, they will see that I also talk about halting the transfer of wealth on this energy issue regarding oil imports from the OPEC nations. I mean,
Yeah. Let's
face it, gasoline prices have hurt the American family and continue to hurt the American family.
I agree. I want to go back to Red Dragon. You talked about Made in America. Dennis, I say it all the time. I challenged everyone listening to America Tonight to walk around their house and just for an hour lift up things to see how many things were actually made in China that maybe they didn't think were made in China, and their whole house had nothing in it that was made in America, right, except for themselves. So you're proposing write a tariff on all Chinese imports immediately doing that.
Oh, you bet. You bet. We have got to get our people working again by recreating the economics that made our country great from the World War II generation. Let's face it, the United States outproduced the world in World War II. That's how we won those wars in two theaters. There were 16 million service people. A half a million of them passed away. They sacrificed themselves for our country, our families, our future, and not only they, but several other generations prior to them. Right now, our country is in a crisis because I'm afraid we have lost our way. I truly believe that. And the reason that this party exists, the American Party of America, exists because the family is in trouble. Business, labor, and government must be about the business of supporting the American family and the American working family and the American workers. We have an opportunity here to bring back our heritage, our culture, to what is a normal standard for a nuclear family, that is a man, a woman, and children, thank you, where we have established a priority of standards by which to live and operate normally in, which used to be. Unfortunately, what's happened, I believe America has lost its way. We need to bring that back by showing people that their family is important, how goes the family goes the country, and that the family requires certain things in order not only to survive, but also to thrive.
Yeah, very well said. I agree with the thriving statement, absolutely. The big news now, I'm going back to the economy, the Solyndra stuff, and the fact that apparently it was bankrupt, and here you and I and the taxpayers, the rest of the taxpayers listening right now to America Tonight, had to foot the bill for this. Of course, they're investigating what happened here. I mean, ridiculous. This just shows the same thing of what we were talking about. Right now they're saying that in looking at this, and if you put all the pieces together, it goes all the way back to China again, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I'm sure Richard Nixon, when he went to China to meet Chow in 72, did not go there with the attitude of disassembling American factories to go to foreign countries, especially China. I think what's going on is corporatism has taken over in America. Business, large business, big business, multi-corporations. If you listen to Pat Buchanan and some of the other people on the McLaughlin Report talk about multi-corporations taking advantage of the American people, which I truly think has happened. I think that, again, as President of the United States, I will put tariffs and slow this train down and get Made in America working again and bring in the American Party of America, the ANC, Kate, the American National Committee. I am the chairman of that committee. This committee is competing with the RNC and the DNC. What I'm asking now is the American people support this party. There needs to be an independent third party as though this was a corporation like Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler.
Whoa, what a way to end this. I agree. I am all about the third party. To find out more about Dennis, go to ball2012.net. Dennis, good luck, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, ball2012.net. You can find out more about him. Good for him for taking the initiative to step out there and decide to run. Because how often do I say this on the air, that if more people would just get involved, if more people would just find ways to drive the train instead of sitting there like a complacent passenger, maybe things would change. And all the kvetching we do and all the venting we do, we would see the light start to shine back in a lot of our neighborhoods, where now it's pretty dim, I have to say, pretty dim, especially with what's happening economically, because you can't help it. It's crippling. It's crippling to the families. It's crippling to all Americans who are just trying to figure out a way to survive. We shouldn't be just about surviving. We should really be about thriving. Hang with us. We're going to flip to the other side.